The gubernatorial primaries are here. In just a week, voters will be headed to the polls to pick who will be on the ballot this November. This week, Lake Effect and WUWM News are profiling the political contenders vying for your vote.
WUWM's Marty Michelson spoke with each of the candidates and asked them this question. If voters were able to speak with you, what's the key message that you'd like to leave them with?
We'll be airing the conversations in alphabetical order, so our first chat is with State School Superintendent Tony Evers. Marty caught up with him at a candidate forum in Mequon. She starts by asking Evers why he's running for governor.
Well, as state superintendent and being an educator my entire life, I've always felt that what's best for our kids is best for our state, democracy-wise, best for our state economic development and our economy. So the bottom line is we have to start with our young people and value that. And I've felt that as state superintendent, I haven't been able to. There's a wall put up there, and the wall is the governor and his work. And so it's my job to make sure that our kids are taken care of in a way that we build a strong Wisconsin.
What are the top three issues facing Wisconsinites, and how do you plan to address them?
Well, first of all, education is a top priority. It's my wheelhouse, and we have to not only increase funding for K-12, but it has to be distributed more fairly. Right now, the system is broken. As a Board of Region member, I fully realize that the state of Wisconsin's commitment to higher education has faltered. We've gone from about 50% state funded to about 15% in Scott Walker's time. Again, that's something that's not acceptable, and frankly, we're seeing it play out in weird ways across the state where people are doing away with the humanities and things like that. So education is clearly one of them. The other one is natural resources. I'm a trained science person. I have a degree in zoology and chemistry, and I taught science. And our natural resources are at risk in the state, whether it's water issues and mining issues that relate to water, large farms and how that relates to water quality, lead in water. So all the things that we value as a state around our natural resources is at risk, and I plan to create a different Department of Natural Resources that actually values science. And the third thing I talk about, there's many more than three, but the one thing in traveling across the state, we all know this, is our transportation system is horrible. We're rated 49th out of 50 states in the nation when we look at roads and bridges and ports and issues around internet. We can't thrive as a state. We can't thrive educationally. We can't thrive as a business, our business people in the state of Wisconsin. We have to have a more robust transportation system. Scott Walker has essentially drawn a line in the sand that essentially we're going to borrow our way to prosperity. We have to find a better way to fund our roads and bridges and mass transit in the state.
How do you differentiate yourself from the other candidates?
Well, first of all, I'm the only candidate that's won three statewide races. I've been state superintendent now for almost 10 years. Last time I won a race with 70% of the vote in 70 of 72 counties. I've never lost a county up north or central Wisconsin. Last time I won Ozaukee County, and so I'm not surrendering any county in the state of Wisconsin. The other thing that's important to realize, I will be able to start the first day. There's no learning curve here. I've been in state government. I've been part of leading organizations. Right now I'm head of an agency that's in charge of 860,000 kids and 100,000 adults that work with those kids. That background is important. The third thing is my wife and I and our kids and family have lived all across central Wisconsin in my education journey, and that is important because I have name recognition, and also we have lived in places that where 40% of the votes coming from in this next election. So those kind of things that, you know, if you start to look at the issues that people have, they're around values, and we're really close on various issues. It's who can beat Scott Walker at the end of the day.
In what areas do you think you're vulnerable?
I believe as becoming a governor of the state of Wisconsin, having a campaign based on values instead of personal attributes, I think it's really important. And so I don't think I have a vulnerability. I think I've focused on what people I've seen and heard from value as a state, and that's where we're going. I'm going to have a positive campaign going forward based on those values.
Tony Evers is the state school superintendent and one of the people vying to be Wisconsin's Democratic candidate for governor.
We'll continue our look at the Democratic gubernatorial hopefuls the rest of this week. To see a full profile of each of the candidates, you can head to WUWM.com.